This is North Shore High School basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. From Malden tonight, it's a Northeastern Conference matchup in the North Division between Lynn English and Malden High School. Malden is led by veteran coach John Nally in his 13th year here at Malden, while Lynn English High has first-year head coach Antonio Anderson. But with plenty of basketball experience, a standout star at Lynn Tech, and a great college career at Memphis under coach John Calipari. So, it's Lynn English and Malden here tonight from Malden here on MSO News Sports. Just ahead, we'll hear from both head coaches, Antonio Anderson of the Bulldogs and Don Nally from Malden High School. Stay with us. My name's Bill Newell. We got a great night of basketball coming up tonight on MSO News Sports.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Strong. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio. Welcome back. This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Antonio Anderson, head boys basketball coach at Lynn English High School. Game one for him here in Malden tonight. Coach, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man. It's going to be a tough task. Malden's a tough team. They play really hard. So it should be fun for our guys to get out there and compete.
Well, tell me about the preseason, so to speak. Are you happy where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm happy, but we can be better. You know, we had a really tough preseason. We worked them hard, but they got after it. So tonight's the reward. You start playing against other people. So that's what it's about.
Tell me, you know, you played obviously at college at Memphis and so on and dabbled with the pros a little bit, but what do you tend to bring offensively and defense to this team, the English?
Just intensity, effort. Just be relentless on defense. That's the one thing we practice and we preach every day. The guys are feeding well off it, man, so it's been good.
Right. What would be a strength and what would be a weakness of your team if you were to analyze it?
Can't give away no weaknesses, but I can give away the strength. You know, we defend really well. We rebound really well. Those are our strengths for sure.
All right. No weaknesses. I'm kidding you. You know, I got you. No, and so I guess right now, why don't you share with us your starting lineup or so tonight and who's going to be starting and their roles with the team?
Tonight starting will be Alonzo Litton, a junior guard, who can score the ball. We have Javonte Edwards, who's returning senior. He's a senior from last year. Expecting big things out of him. Giovanni Fedoro, another senior. Expecting a lot out of him as well. And the starting two freshmen, Luis Rivera and Ademine Badmus. Who bring a lot to the table. Those are cornerstones of my future here at English. We'll see what they got tonight.
All right, sounds good. Any illnesses or injuries you're worried about tonight?
Oh, no, we don't have any.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Antonio Anderson, head boys basketball coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Malden. I'm Bill Newell, along with John, with Don Nally, the boys basketball coach at Malden High School. Don, welcome to MSO Newsports. Great to see you.
Hey, Bill. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having us, and looking forward to starting the first year in the NEC. Really excited about tonight's contest.
Yeah, well, it's great to be down here. I think it's nice for us to be down here at, as you said, at a GBL kind of former GBL school and watching tonight. Should be a great game. We're looking for a great contest tonight. This is not your first game. This is your second game. You had a non-league game earlier this week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we played a non-league game against Triton on Wednesday night, and we played pretty well. You know, we ended up winning by, you know, double digits, and we kind of got out of the gate real fast and kind of made some shots early, and it was a great atmosphere. The gym was packed, and it was a good start of the season for us.
Don, what is it about this team might be different from some of your past teams here at Malden?
Well, I have two very good guards that are two college level guards that are that basically we run everything through those two guys, that Fern Bernard and Tyler Holderness. And then we have an experienced point guard, three-year player, Danny Perez, who's very well battle tested. So, you know, my guards are very strong this year.
What would be your kind of style offensively and defense? How would you describe that for us?
Well, offensively, you know, we like to push the ball, get to the rim as quickly as we can. We want to score early. As far as our defense, we have to pressure the ball, trap, you know, try to get steals.
What do you think about you're playing a team with a brand new coach this year, not having been in the Northeastern Conference last year? So I guess there's got to be a lot of question marks, and you got to be the learning curve has got to be really amplified the first few minutes of the game.
Oh, absolutely. We've only played Lynn English three times, and it was all in the state tournament. So I've never played them in the regular season. So this should be really fun. Really excited about it. I know they're very athletic. They're tall. Antonio, obviously, I know we know all about him and his college career and everything. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it seems like a good time for Lynn English.
Absolutely. Well, Don, if you could share with us the Malden starting lineup for us. Tell us who's starting tonight and then maybe a little bit about them.
All right, great. So my big guy in the middle is Malik Bissett. He's a 6'4" senior who's a real, real tough kid, rebounds well, lefty. You know, our biggest thing with him, as long as he doesn't get foul trouble, you know, he can be a real important part for us tonight. And then when my point guard is Danny Perez. He's another senior. For the first time, I'm starting five seniors. So Danny Perez is another senior who's well battle tested. Had a great game the other night. Then I have Tyler Holderness, who's a very capable, high scoring kid who's very good with the ball, makes good decisions, can shoot it. Then I got a kid named Thomas Redwood, who's just like Mr. Everything. He inbounds the ball, he traps, he's, you know, does all those like little things. You know, he's a tough kid. And then our last kid is Fern Bernard. He's our best player. He's had a great game. He's our lead scorer, very athletic, college kid, you know, next year. So we need him to have a big game for us.
You're not missing anyone with any illnesses or injuries at all for tonight?
Nope. Everybody, we're all ready, and everyone's healthy, and we're ready to go.
All right, well, welcome to the Northeastern Conference. Good luck tonight, Coach.
All right, thanks for having us.
All right. Don Nally, head boys basketball coach at Malden High School, with us here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We're back with the tip-off just ahead. Stay with us here for tonight's Lynn English Malden boys basketball game right here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher.
When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Great to be with you on this Friday night, the first night of the big night of North Shore High School basketball. Again, some teams did play some games this week, but the league schedule here in the Northeastern Conference opening up tonight. Hey, a little shout-out to the Gloucester House Restaurant. They have some big news to share. First, their Sunday brunch is back. It's from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also, check out Fabulous Fridays. Every Friday, they've got specials. It's the Gloucester House, 633 Rogers Avenue, Gloucester. Also, check them out at gloucesterhouse.com. And during the winter, they are closed on Monday and Tuesday. Ready for the tip of tonight's game. Lynn English will send to the center circle. Adamus Badmus, and the tip is won by Malden High School, and it drops Golden Tornado, drop it into the backcourt, bring it off with their guard, which is Daniel Perez. Touch pass to the foul line, take to the basket, but a traveling violation. Carrying the foot basketball there was Malik Bissett, 6'4 senior. This is an entirely senior lineup, as you heard Coach Nally mention, for Malden. And you heard Coach Anderson from Lynn English mention he has two freshmen in the starting lineup for them. Linton to the basket, and he lays it in. Started at the foul line, put the ball on the floor, and drove straight down the paint. Here's a press, a steal, English, a layup, a shot blocked. Good block there. Good defensive play turned in there by, I think it's Perez, who is wearing number 4. We had some number changes here for Malden. And Malden breaks the press. They bring it up. A left-wing jumper out on the left by Redwood. Doesn't go. Rebound English High School. And we have a tie-up. I think a held ball. Yep. Possession arrow will be going to English High here. So we're just underway in tonight's game. 2-0. Lynn English is leading. Yeah, so Redwood is out there. Also out there is Malik Bissett. Holness with 22. I think we might have one other number change here. Here's a take to the basket by the Bulldogs. The shot doesn't go off the fingertips of Badmus, the freshman. Rebound Malden, and they bring it back up court. They go to the far end of the court. We're in one corner of the court here in Malden. Looking across the way at the benches. 6:44 to go first quarter. Pull-up jump shot. The Golden Tornadoes doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by English's Badmus, freshman. He's all over the court. Here's a pull-up jumper on the right wing. Doesn't go from just inside the arc. Shot follow-up no good by Edwards. Edwards again puts it up and in. The second effort by Edwards. He has his first 2 points of the game. And the Lynn English Bulldogs lead by 4. 4-0 our score. Just a little under 2 minutes into tonight's game. Full court press being applied by the Bulldogs with the away maroon uniforms. Pull-out jump shot on the right wing. Doesn't go there. And that was Perez with the shot. Rebound, offensive board, put back up and in by Redwood. There's the first Malden points of the game tonight. It's a 4-2 game. English with the lead. Just under 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Little exchange outside. Little height advantage possibly for English High School in this lineup. Obviously, I think they got three guys that are a little bigger than the top three for Malden. So there is a Bulldog size advantage here, but not overwhelming. 5.5 minutes to go. Ball outside. Kick out on the left wing. A jump shot there by Rivera. Does it go from the outside the arc? Rebound pulled down offensive board by English High. Edwards back to the basket. A take there and a foul. Linton going to the basket. He'll go to the line. 4-2 shots with 5:26 to go first quarter. Foul is on Fern Bernard of Malden, his first team's first. Free throw is no good. by Linton. English leading here by two. Malden's substitution into the game, Hippolyte. Brutel Hippolyte into the game. Second free throw is in the air, and that is good. Alonzo Linton, one of two from the free throw line for English High School. Again, full court pressure by Lynn English High, and we have a timeout, I think, called by, or a foul. Let's see what the official calls. Yeah, we have a foul outside. This foul will be on Lynn English. Malden basketball. Again, the press. Malden very patient on the press break. Holness with the dribble over midcourt. His team trails three. Looks at a zone defense, comes into the paint. Little spin around, and the second roll down off the rim goes in for Holness. It hit on the rim, went up in the air, and then fell back down through the cylinder for the 2 points. It's a one-point game. English with the basketball, the one-point lead. Pull-up jump shot left wing. No, the follow-up is put back up and in by Cordero. Giovanni Cordero with his first points of the night. Back up to a three-point English lead. Quick press break here by Malden, bringing it to the far end of the court with the home white uniforms. The blue numerals. Pull-up jump shot, a three attempt there. Doesn't go off the fingertips of Holness. And the rebound is Lynn English. Up court. With it, Edwards. Dribble up high, back low. Good exchange down low with a shot underneath for Badmoose, and he is fouled there. He'll go to the line for two shots. Good ball movement there by the Bulldogs from the paint down to the left block where Badmoose went to the rim and got fouled, draws the foul, and he'll go to the line. That foul is on Perez, his first. Free throw is no good. Badmus with a second one. Into the game for English High School is Calvin Sang. Back in is Malik Bissett for Malden. Here's the free throw. The next one is good by Badmus. One of two from the line. It's a four-point English lead, 8-4. Malden wants to stay in contact here tonight early. 4:20 to go first quarter. Malden trailing here at home. With the basketball up top, Redwood. Off on the right wing side for Holness. Holness to the circle, left of the lane. Pulls a kick pass back out to Berard. A shot is up and good. Berard with the shot. 1 point game, 8-7. And a foul, a holding call here against Malden. And that foul is on Malik Bissett of Malden. An inbounds pass after the foul for English on the end line. Nice cut to the basket. A shot goes up. No, deflected out of bounds. It'll remain an English basketball. Shot was taken there by Badmus underneath. He's a big body out there. He's a freshman. Linton to inbound on the end line underneath the English basket. Pass is stolen on the inbounds. Taken there by Redwood. To the basket. Oh, off balance. Shot goes in. Redwood's a scorer, folks. He can score. And he puts Malden trailing one. Now a shot block. Follow-up is good. And a foul and a basket. Good initial block there by Fern Berard, a senior. Blocked the first one. Second effort was put up there by Linton. That didn't go. But then the third effort went up and in. And he got a foul. So Linton with the 2 points. And Linton will go to the line for one shot on the and one. And the foul is on Bissett. That's his second foul for Malden. Free throw is in the air. It's around and out. No good. 10-9 the score. Malden trailing. They have the basketball. They break the press. Bring it up court. Ball out on the left side. Holness on the wing. Kicks a pass up top. A three attempt from straight on is good by Berard. And Malden takes a 12-10 lead. 3:10 to go. Little exchange outside. English goes backcourt. The ball was bouncing around. English finally gained possession of it. And Linton, he only had one opportunity. He had to go for the ball, and it put him in backcourt to get the ball. after the tip. That was the right call, too, by the officials. It was controlled and then lost. Kind of a crazy play. But Malden gets the ball. They have the two-point lead, 12-10, and here they are with a takeout for the kick into the left corner. A three attempt, no. Rebound pulled down by Lynn English High School. Berard with a shot out in the corner. Up court, Lynn English trailing by 2 points, 12-10 to score. Outside, Linton. Down low. A take to the basket off the glass and in by Badmus. That's his first basket of the night, but he has 3 points. Steal on the press. Linton. Give off underneath. Shot doesn't go. The second effort. No. There's a foul. Good effort there by Soto. Soto into the game for Lynn English High School with a strong take, drawing the foul. He'll get two shots. Another foul here going up against Malden. Hippolyte with the foul. Rochelle Hippolyte. So here is Soto at the line in a tie game. Hits the first one. Soto of Lynn English puts the Bulldogs up by a point. Out of the game is Hippolyte. Into the game is Cameron Lloyd for Malden. 2:28 to play first quarter. Again, great to have you with us on this Friday night. I'm Bill Newell. We're in Malden. Lynn English and Malden here tonight. Tight game so far. Second free throw is in the air, and that is good. So Soto goes 2 for 2 from the line. Puts the Lynn English Bulldogs up by 2 points, 14-12. Down court, press broken. Take to the basket. A runner doesn't go off the fingertips of Thomas Redwood. Rebound English High. Right back up court. Linton. Up on the left wing side, a drive to the basket, off the glass, around, no, doesn't go. Shot taken there by Sang, rebound Malden. They're down two with two to play first quarter. Kick out deep left corner, a three attempt, no. That was off the fingertips of Cameron Lloyd. Ball loose on the floor, grabbed by the Bulldogs in the paint, up court. Kick out to the right side, take to the basket underneath, a reverse, doesn't go. Off the fingertips of Alonzo Linton, and there's a foul. It's an English foul. It'll be a Malden basketball. Malden to inbound on the end line. Length of the court. Full court to go. Fern Bernard to inbounds. English showing the press yet again here tonight. Long down court pass stolen by Linton. Kicks it off for a teammate. A drive to the basket. And Soto's shot is blocked and deflected out of bounds. I think that was Bernard that rejected it. Big play there. Has this crowd up on their feet here in Malden. Good crowd on hand here tonight for this basketball game as well. 1:37 to play. 14-12 to score. Lynn English will have the basketball underneath their own bucket. Linton, baseline left. As we look from behind, pass into the left wing corner. Pull-up jump shot. Sang doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed there by Berard. Down court pass, a layup, and a goaltending call. Tyler Holmes was there. Holness, rather, was there for the 2 points. So give him the 2 points. That'll tie the game at 14. He had beaten the man, and the only way to stop that 2 points from going in was to goaltend on it. He knocked it off as it was coming off the glass and down. Game tied at 14. 1:22 to go, first quarter. Linton exchanging outside, off for Soto. Shot is good. Soto now with 4 points. 2 point English lead. But still that press for English. Making it Malden work for every foot they have to go up court. Out on the wing, kick out into the corner. Defense out there. They work it around the perimeter. Left side. Here's a take to the basket. Off the glass. A foul. The shot doesn't go, but Tyler Holness will go to the free throw line for two shots. 14-6 our score. So Holness will have an opportunity to tie this game up. Again, he's a shooter. Holness averaging about 14 points a game, returning high score. Fern Berard was a, Holness about 14 points. Berard averaging about 17 per game last year. Holness hits the first one, so he's a shooter. Second one to the basket to the far end of the court. With an opportunity to tie here for Malden. It's in the air. No, short. Rebound English. It's a one-point English lead. They have the ball. Little pressure in backcourt. Ball tipped around. The Bulldogs get it back. Up court, Cordero spinning along the left baseline. Now Linton down the high-low pass underneath for Badmus, but he is fouled as he was going to the basket. Great high-low pass there by the Bulldogs, finding Badmus at his left block. That's where he's tried to do some damage here tonight. So he'll go to the line for two shots. He's one for two from the line so far here tonight. First one's in the air. Missed it. A little bit too strong. Daniel Perez out of the game for Malden. Into the game is Mozeal Jaquen. And the free throw is missed. Two misses there. Rebound tipped around and tipped in by Badmus. So he missed the two free throws. But after the miss, the ball tips around. It's loose and picked up. And he knocks, slams it home for the 2 points. Long down court pass goes errant. Turnover, Malden. Haven't had a lot of turnovers here tonight. It'll be a late English basketball. Just 29 seconds to go, first quarter. Alonzo Linton, the junior, up court. Good-sized kind of point guard here. Down low, Badness off the glass and in. Well, he's just bodying up here, posting up and getting the job done right now for English. The pressure and a foul on the back on the full court press. Not in the penalty situation here. It'll be a Malden basketball. And again, Coach Antonio Anderson showing full court pressure defense here with the press. All game long. 6 seconds left. Ball turned over. Right now, Malden struggling a little bit. Down five. 4.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Coach Nally would love to see his team make a stop here and not give up an English basket right here at the very end of the quarter. 3 seconds. Ball to midcourt. Linton to the basket. Shot doesn't go. We have a foul. Wait a minute. I think we have a foul. I don't think the basket's going to count. Linton followed it up. 20-15 is the score. Yeah, Linton will go to the line here as the quarter comes to an end. So we'll hang here for these free throws by Alonzo Linton at the end of the quarter. Missed the first. He'll have another. 20-15 our score right now at the end of the first quarter, almost to the end. Here's the free throw. That's good. 21-15 our score at the end of one. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
You can go to the top of our webpage. We'll keep you posted on the upcoming games here on MSO News Sports. It's winter sports. You'll see that tab up on the top of our webpage here to follow what's going on in North Shore High School sports, where our live broadcasts are. We do have a hockey game next week for you. Lynn Jets playing at Gloucester on Wednesday night. I think it's a 7 o'clock faceoff in Gloucester. And we'll have some more basketball for you. We'll tell you about that. We have a bunch of games next week. Malden back on the with the basketball to start the second quarter. Shot is an air ball. Doesn't go. They get the offensive board, though. Kick it out right wing. A three. No. Rebound. Lynn English high. They lead six. They have the basketball. Just underway second quarter. The big guy, Alonzo Linton, the point guard, if you will. But he's got some size, maybe about 6'2 or so. Underneath, Badmus is blocked. I think this is on the floor before the shot. Badmus posted him up on the right block. Foul goes against Holness. Yeah, it's a 1-1. penalty situation. 8 team fouls for Malden, 3 for Lynn English here. Early going second quarter. We'll also try to check some scores as we go through the evening here tonight, find out what else is going on. Might have some finals before we go off tonight. We got a little bit of a later start here tonight. Free throw on the first end of the 1-1 is missed by Badmus. Scramble on the floor, and it's tied up. I think this will be a Malden basketball. All right, check that. Lynn English High basketball. Hamilton went up at the end of 3, leading Amesbury 30-29. Tight game there for first-year coach John Flanagan at Hamilton. Of course, Amesbury had one of the – I don't know what they have back this year, but they had a very good girls basketball team last year in Amesbury, tournament-tested team. It is Linton inbounding on the end line for English High School. Kick out to the left corner, a 3 attempt there by Sang. Doesn't go. Rebound, Malden. They trail 6, about a minute gone by in the second quarter. Ball up top, a reach-in foul. It's on English. I think it'll go on Linton. That'll be the team's 4th foul. And Linton's 2nd foul. Alonzo Linton, the junior. So he's the guy that Antonio Anderson, head coach at Lynn English High School, is really getting the putting his hands on the ball and directing this Lynn English team here in 2017-18. 2018, who can you believe that? Malden, dribble outside. Berard with it. Gets a return pass, top of the circle, straight on 3. Berard's got it. That's his 2nd 3. He's got 8 points on the night, 21-18 the score. Malden trailing, Lynn English basketball. They quickly come up court to the near end with the away maroon uniforms. Ball tipped, passed, and it blocks, and it goes off our table to the left, out of bounds. 6:35 to go first half. Got a game here. 3-point game right now. Soto back into the game for English High School. It'll be an English ball on this end line, way out in the right wing corner. And all the hands are up as Soto looks into the paint, but kicks a pass way out on the left wing, up for Cordero, around the perimeter. Luis Rivera into the game, back to Cordero, ball tipped free of him. He gets it back, though, starts to the basket, pulls up, ball swatted away from him again, throws it to the paint, it's out of bounds, and it'll be a Malden basketball. A turnover for English. Good pressure defense there by Malden. Both teams playing some tough defense here tonight. Malden basketball, they're down 3. 6:18 to go, first half. With the basketball, Tyler Holness, the senior. Again, an all-senior lineup started here tonight for Malden. 2 freshmen started for Lynn English High School. Ball left corner, left base jump shot doesn't go from Redwood. Rebound, Lynn English. Bulldogs up court. Left corner, Rivera, 3. No from the corner, left side. And a defensive rebound pulled down by Malden High School's Thomas Redwood, the senior. Off on the right wing, a drive, but a foul on the outside as Holness was taking it to the basket. That'll be just the 15th foul on English High School, so it'll be a Malden basketball on the end line underneath their own basket to the right of the basket. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 right here on MSO News Sports. Little shout out to the Malden girls and boys track teams. They had a nice win against Marblehead yesterday. Swim team also, I guess, posted a win. Congratulations there. Here's a take to the basket. The shot is up. No good by Bissett. Quite a little defense on it on the left side. Right back on the attack are the Bulldogs. The ball goes over the end line. Who's it off? Off Malden. Still. Linton to inbound. Pass is back off of Linton right away on a deflection, and he was not inbounds. Newburyport down tonight. Let me see. They are playing. Pull my schedule out here. Boys, North Reading. That'd be a great game tonight. North Reading, Newburyport tonight. Here's a 3 attempt by Malden in the left corner, and draining it is Janikian, his first points of the night, tying the game at 21. Soto of English turns down the jump shot, kicks it out straight on the left for Rivera, and he nails a 3. 24-21. 5 minutes to go, first half. Soto steals up high. Coming to the basket. Puts it up. No! Block from behind. What a great block. Here's Inglis with a loose ball and a take and a foul. Great, great block by Thomas Redwood of Malden. How did he stop that 2 points? However, right back on the attack, Inglis draws a foul on the take to the basket, and going to the basket will be Javonte Edwards. And I think we have a timeout. We'll take it here on MSO News Sports. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Inglis 24, Malden 21, right here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Back in Malden, Javonte Edwards of Lynn English at the free throw line for two shots. First one's in the air. It's good. He'll have another. Edwards now with 3 points on the night. He's the senior. 25-21 the score. Lynn English leading. Second one by Edwards. Left-hand toss is no good. Rebound tipped around. And it is a Malden basketball. They trail four now, 4:35 to go first half. Again, tight, tight pressure defense by Inglis on a zone. Left wing three doesn't go. Janikian with the shot. Offensive board, though, by Malden. They kick it out right corner. Shot deflected out of bounds. It'll remain a Malden basketball. Cameron Lloyd took a pass, and it deflected right off one of the Bulldog players, but right out of bounds off Lynn. So it'll be a Malden basketball. 4:12 to go. The Golden Tornadoes working around the perimeter. Now down low, left block. And it is now kicked back out. 11 on the shot clock. Still plenty of time here. Now they knock the pass down low into the paint. A reverse shot, no good. The tip-up is on the rim, and it stays there. And won't come down. Cameron Lloyd with that shot. So that's a possession arrow situation there. The initial shot. Bissett was trying to post up down low. Took it, had a nice take to the basket, but his shot from the middle of the paint did not go in off the glass. It'll be a Malden ball on the possession arrow. 25-21 as the ball kind of, you know, nudged and stayed on the rim and the backboard. Scott stuck there. Here's a steal. Inglis take to the basket. Around the rim. Doesn't go. Shot was taken there by Edwards. Rebound. Malden down court. Tipped. And it will be a Malden basketball. 25-21. 3:42 to go first half. Pull up jump shot. A three attempt. Doesn't go. Shot taken there by Berard of Malden. Rebound. Inglis high. With it there, Linton. Pass down low, tipped around in the paint, grabbed there by Malden, a foul. A defensive foul there on Inglis High School. Montanario committing the foul for Inglis. Is that their sixth or their seventh? That'll just be their sixth foul, so it'll just be a Malden basketball on the sidelines. Next one puts Malden into the 1-1. Next Malden foul, by the way, will give them, will put Inglis into the double bonus. They have 19 fouls. Here's Malden, take to the basket, shot no good, rebound put back up and in by Bissett. That's his first points of the night. Classic Bissett point, the 6'4 center with the putback off the left side of the glass. 2-point game, 25-23, English basketball, 3 to play first half. Shot taken outside, deflected, comes up short. Rebound or loose ball picked up there by Malden. Malden basketball. The set up top off for Lloyd. On the left side, Berard take to the basket. A scooper, no, but he draws a foul and will go to the line for two shots with his team trailing by 2 points. Seventh team foul there on English High School. This is a shooting foul, though. Going to the free throw line is Berard. Fern Berard has 8 points on the night. First one's in the air and good. Couple of substitutions here for English High School. Going out is Javante Edwards and also in or out. Montanario, I guess, is out too. Barrard's second one is good. Nothing but net. Two free throws by Barrard. We're tied at 25. How about that? Malden hanging in there tonight against Lynn English High School. Or is it the other way around? It's the first game of the season, so who knows? It'll be an English basketball. We're tied at 25. Talk some basketball with John Squires at the half here from Malden in a feature. Left corner three. English is good. Calvin Tseng. He's tried a few of them, but nailed this one from the left corner. On the inbounds pass with full court pressure. Malden gets the ball up to midcourt and over midcourt on the right side. Perez. Off on the left for Holness. Back off on the right side. Perez, a three. He's fouled. And he'll go to the line. Way out on the right wing, Perez launched a three, and I think he's got three free throws. Yeah, he's got three. 18 fouls now on the Bulldogs. That was the second foul on Luis Rivera, the freshman. And Perez is at the line. He is looking for his first points of the night. Gets the first free throw. Gets his first point. Again, Lynn Jets hockey Wednesday on MSO News Sports from Gloucester, Wednesday night. We've got a bunch of basketball coming up next week. Check out our website. Next one is also good. He has three shots, remember. Fouled while taking a three-point shot. It's a one-point game now, 28-27. 2:12 to play first half. This one's in the air, and that's good. Hey, Perez. Daniel Perez with a 3-for-3 from the free throw line, tying the game at 28. Lynn English basketball. Linton up top, off on the left wing. A three ball is good by Rivera. That's his second three. 31-28. Full court pressure by Lynn English High. Long down court pass, grabbed there by Malden over midcourt. With it, it is Redwood. Gets a return pass and lays it in. Redwood from the set for the 2 points. 31-30. Malden trails one. Lynn English basketball. Minute and a half to go, first half. Tseng outside, working with Linton. Linton up top, way outside. Zone defense here by Malden. Ball tipped free out into the backcourt. Grabbed there by Rivera. Comes back over midcourt. Sure what the call is here. The two officials are now huddling. Coming in off the bench for Malden will be Christian Monahanian Deslim. And Bassett is talking to one of the officials down on the end line here. The ball is up at midcourt with the official there at the table. 31-30 our score with a minute 17 to play. I think they're resetting the shot clock. 17 on the shot clock. English has the basketball. No foul there, whatever it was. Just an English basketball. Linton up top, back off on the left side for Soto. Into the paint. A shot is around and in by Badmus. First points of the second quarter for Badmus. Full court pressure again by Lynn English High. This time Malden trying to dribble it up over midcourt. They do so, getting it off on the right for Perez. Goes back off the left side for Holness. Holness on the dribble. Comes left of the foul line. Ball tip free. Stolen there. Rivera. Rivera coming to the basket. Now stops, pulls up, kicks it back out. Now a take to the basket, a foul, and going to the free throw line will be Javonte Edwards with a strong take to the basket, drawing the foul. 35-30, English is leading, and Edwards going to the line will try to build on that. 38.5 seconds to go. First half, I think. We're right now with 35-30. I think 5-point lead. No, 6-point lead was the biggest lead for English earlier here tonight. First one is good. 36-31. And sure there. 30 seconds to go. 36-30 our score. And Malden has the ball. Out in the corner. Coming in baseline. Take to the basket. Up and in for Thomas Redwood. 36-32. 9 seconds. English basketball. 8 seconds. Way outside. Rivera on the dribble. Kicks it off on the right side. Sang. Down on the right baseline. Pull up jump shot. At the buzzer. Doesn't go. Shot taken there by Javonte Edwards, about 10 feet out on the right base, and the quarter comes to an end, and we've come to the half here in Malden. So at the half, it is Lynn English 36, Malden 32, here on MSO News Sports. Hang in there with us. We're back with more just ahead.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
This is MSO News Sports. We're at the half, and joining us is John Squires to talk North Shore High School basketball. And, John, let's begin taking a look at the Northeastern Conference North Division.
You know, the breaking down, we just talked a little bit, you and I, today, taking a look at the different divisions, and I'm still, this is new waters for me that I'm treading into as far as we have the North Division. We have Classical English, Marblehead, Everett, Peabody, Revere, Beverly, and Malden. And then in the South Division, we have Danvers, Swampscott, Saugus, Winthrop, Medford, Somerville, Gloucester, and Salem, if that's how it's broken down. My only question is, I know everybody's playing everybody at least once, and a couple of the rivals, I know Swampscott's playing Marblehead twice. I'm not sure whether Classical English, I haven't checked all the schedules. But it's going to be interesting to see how it's broken down. And that we were talking just before, Bill, and it looks like what would happen is when you play a league game, I would think if they're going to have North-South, and we talked about this, that if you play within your league, one of those teams in your North or South Division that will count towards the league, and your overall record will count to the state tournament. But I'm looking at some of these teams right now, and that North Division looks loaded. You got Classical, you got English, and you got Everett. Right now, taking a look at the latest polls, preseason polls, the Herald just came out with a early preseason poll, and they had Classical 2 and Everett 5. And then you got Cambridge up there, of course. But I mean, I'm looking at that, and English is going to be very, very good too. They got Anthony Anderson, who comes from a purebred. He was a great player at Lintech. He played in a national championship game for Calipari at Memphis. So he's certainly going to have those guys prepared. And I know they have some athletes out. Pierce Brown, I think, is a late entry to their team over there, along with some really good players. And we talked just briefly as we finish up the football season that the Lynn team should do very, very well. And you look at the rest of that division, you don't know a lot about Malden, even though they're coming from the Greater Boston League. Marblehead is another team that I predict will have a good season. Andy Clow, who had a coming off a great basketball season, is not gonna play football, but they have Doherty coming back, they have Marino coming back, two scorers, two rebounders, they have some young kids that got some valuable time last year. They need a point guard, but they're going to be very strong. So those three teams, Classical, English, Marblehead, and Everett, are going to be a war in that division. Going down the south...
Well, hold on, let me just stop you right there. Sure. For Marblehead, though, that's a tough division for them to be in. Last year, I loved watching that team they had last year, but, you know, I think Mike Giardi, with their coach, would say the sum was better than the parts, so to speak. They just played well as a team at, you know, throughout the season last year and at key moments. And, you know, I'm wondering whether they have, you know, as much back this year as they did last year, because they were in that other division last year. They were not in that North Division last year. Salem is now in the South Division this year. And not that they don't belong there, but that's a tough pick for to put Marblehead up there, because especially if they've lost a few things out of last year's team.
You know, that's a real good point. They were 19-1. They're certainly not going to be 19-1 this year. But also this year, I think there's more talent. I think a lot of kids coming back, and I think there's more talent than last year. I thought last year was a little bit more of a down year on the North Shore basketball-wise. Other than St. Mary's, Marblehead was 19-1. But other than St. Mary's, and Classical did very, very well, but they were still young last year, and they almost knocked off Brighton. But you've got Classical coming back with everybody but one player. You got English coming back with a lot of people. You got and then you got Everett in that mix. So you're right about that. That is a bear of a league for Marblehead, and they're certainly, I don't think they're going to be quite as strong as they were last year. They have some pieces to fill. So you're exactly right about that, Bill.
All right, and then of course you got Beverly up in that North Division too, which will be a tough draw for first-year coach Matt Karakoudis over at Beverly High School. And Peabody, Peabody's in the news, too, here, with a couple of players that left the team trying to go to St. Mary's, and that was in the Salem News, and they did a story in the item on that the other day as well, about them right now not getting the MIA waivers to have left Peabody to continue to play basketball at St. Mary's High School. That's another story, as if St. Mary's needs any more players the way they've started out the season this year at 2-0, to be quite honest with you. But John, now I've digressed, but let's go to the South Division, where you got, you know, teams like Danvers, which has been a power over the last several years, but you got to think that they might be in a little bit of a rebuilding mode.
That's anybody's division or league to win. You got Danvers, Swampscott, Saugus, Winthrop, Medford, Somerville, Gloucester, and Salem. All untested quantities, except Salem has a couple starters is coming back. But you talked to Tommy Doyle yesterday, and he says they're not very big, and you even, they do have some younger kids that have some size, but experience, there's no substitute for experience. So, you know, and you have some new coaches on the North Shore. You have Chris Timpson over at Danvers. I'll call him a new coach, even though it's its second run, Justin Facile at Swampscott. And then in the Division One, I don't want to regress, but I am. You got Tommy Grasser at Classical, who has things wrong, and we talked about Antonia Anderson and Matt over, and how do you pronounce that last
Matt
name?
Karakoudis.
Karakoudis, real good coach, a real good background basketball-wise. I know that for a fact, being a former official over at Beverly. But in that league, it'll be interesting to see if any of the soccer or football players or track players go out for Somerville, because Somerville may be a sleeper in that division. Somerville usually has good basketball. They usually compete in the Greater Boston, so I look for them to be tough. And then you got...
That's John Squires talking some North Shore High School basketball with us this week. That complete post is up on our website here on MSO News Sports. We're at the half here in Malden, 36-32 our score, and our leading scorer at the half. Thank you, Bill. You weren't ready for that, but it's, Thomas Redmond right now, Fran Bernard, rather, has 11 points for Malden leading the way there. Redmond with 8 points, and for Lynn English High School, they're led by Mita Badmus, the freshman, with 9 points, and a bunch of other players have scored for the Bulldogs. So what we'll do is we'll pull aside here, and both teams are back out on the court, so we're just moments away from the start of the second half here. The score, Lynn English 36, Malden 32. We're at the half here on MSONewsSports.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This scoreboard update is being brought to you by Monahan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Well, Linfield and Pentucket in boys basketball are going to overtime here tonight. That game a little bit ahead of ours. Salem has holds Danvers to 3 points in the third quarter and has built up a 37-23 lead there. In Salem tonight, Salem boys playing host to Danvers. Just a few of the scores we have on our Moynihan Lumber sports scoreboard here tonight. And we're underway in the second half. Bulldogs have the ball to start the second half. Leading by 4, 36-32. Into the paint, swinging into the paint. Badmus for his 10th and 11th point of the night for the 2 points. Again, English with that full court pressure defense. They've shown it all night long here tonight, making Malden work to get it up the court every time. The Golden Tornado do break the press calmly. Out in the right corner there, it is Perez. Left corner, excuse me. Ball back up high. 6-point lead for English High School. Here's a take to the basket and a lay in by Tyler Holness. Holness now with 7 points. He had 5 in the first half, 38-34. Malden keeping it tight here. Linton off on the left wing for Sang and Rivera. And Rivera now drains a three. That's his third three of the night. He has 9 points now in the night, all from outside the arc. Missed a few as well. Malden struggles, gets the ball up to midcourt. Comes to the basket with a drive, a shot. Defense there, shot is blocked. Coach Nally wanted a foul. Here's a take to the basket. Linton, the ball goes errant. Rebound, loose ball picked up, and Edwards has it, and Javante Edwards of English puts it off the glass and home. 9-point lead now for English High School. Right back on the attack, a runner on the rim, and no good. Taken there by Malden, and the ball's tied up for a possession. I think this is a Malden basketball. Could be wrong on that. Yeah, it's a Malden basketball. It is Perez, Dan Perez, to inbound for Maldon on the end line. Maldon trying to stay in touch here tonight with Lynn English High School. Two-hand pass goes way up by midcourt. Grabbed there by Holness. Holness gives back off to Rivera, who comes up, to Perez on the right side. Off for Holness. Around the perimeter, down left corner. Perez back around the perimeter. 16 on the shot clock. Pull-up jump shot. Two-pointer is put in there by Berard. Berard with 13 points on the night, 43-36, 6 to play in quarter 3. Linton of English on the outside, point guard, off on the left for Sang. Something official out on the right wing, I think they've called a timeout here. Yeah, English has called time. We'll take it here, reminding you that the Gloucester House restaurant has some big news to share. First, their Sunday brunch is back, Sundays from 10 to 2. It's $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also, check out the Fabulous Fridays. It's Friday now, and each Friday, you check out their Fabulous Friday specials. The Gloucester House is at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester, right on the water. Also, check them out at GloucesterHouse.com. And during the winter, the Gloucester House will be closed on Monday and Tuesday, but they have the freshest seafood on the North Shore, the Gloucester House. Head coach Antonio Anderson calling the timeout for English High School. Played his basketball in Lynn at Lynn Tech High School. Went on for a college career at Memphis under coach John Calipari. Don Nally, and he's in his first year at English High School. Don Nally in his 13th year here at Maldon. Head coach here. 43-36 our score, with English is leading the game right now in the third quarter with 5:52 to play. It'll be an English basketball. Sidelines left in forecourt. Sang to inbound. He has Linton up above. Back to Sang in the corner. Sang into the paint. A runner on the rim. It doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Maldon. A little transition action here. Take to the basket. Off the glass. No. The follow-up as it is pulled down there by Bissett. And we have a traveling violation on Maldon. Bissett had given it off to one of his teammates. Hanging here at 43-36, English High in the lead. Linton with the basketball. Two hands over his head, right of the foul line. With it, Badmus. Scramble, ball loose on the floor. Loose ball picked up by Maldon. With it there is Perez. Off for Bissett. Off for Berard. He comes to the drop basket, and a blocking foul is called. I think it's on Linton. Just a blocking foul, not a shooting foul. Yeah, it's his third foul, Linton. There's one to watch, I suppose. We have 5:14 to go third quarter. Linton's still in the game here for Lynn English High School. Inbounds pass, Maldon. Perez way up high for Bissett. Gives it off for Berard. Berard pull-up jump shot in the circle. No. It would have been a two. Rebound goes to the end line. Last touch by English. It'll be a Maldon ball. Coach Don Nally on the sideline. Coaching hard here. Got that nice light blue shirt. I like that shirt choice. I happen to have the same shirt, I think, on here tonight. Both coaches well-dressed here tonight. Antonio Anderson on the far side. Here is Bissett with a take to the basket, and he lays it in for 2 points. Just his second basket of the night. 43-38, 5-point English lead. Bulldogs with the basketball. Sang and Rivera outside. Take to the basket, a runner. Soto, shot doesn't go, but he's fouled. Fouled in the act of shooting. Soto with 4 first-half points. Badmus now leading the way for English with 11 points, the freshman. And Soto at the line for the 2 shots. 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Free throws in the air. Good. Right hand toss. Nice soft touch there by Soto. His second free throw will be in the air here in a moment to the far basket. It's in the air. All net. 6 points now for Soto. 45-35, 38 rather, back up to a 7-point English lead. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Again, making it very difficult tonight for Malden. They're working for everything. And dribbling up court, Holness is fouled as he got near the midcourt stripe. Or what? Yeah. They're giving the ball to English. I'm not sure I saw that one. Missed something there. So the ball went out of bounds. Maybe it went off Malden. English basketball. Linton spins and spins out of control for a traveling violation. Oh, I thought I had a girl score here. Just a second. Hold on here. It'll be a Malden basketball in backcourt. Again, they've got the length of the court to go with that full court pressure up to midcourt. Pass collected there by Redwood. Gives it back off up top for Holness. Down in the corner. Two hands. It is Bissett coming to the basket, into the block, into the paint, back outside. Pull-up jump shot. Doesn't go, but an offensive rebound pulled up by Malden. Here's a take, a runner. No good. Rebound tipped around. English basketball. And we've got a foul in backcourt. Girls basketball is up 36-30. No, no, check that. That's the boys game. Lady Bulldogs up 21-10 as they got near halftime there. 45-38. Lynn English ball up to midcourt, over midcourt, and a foul outside. Neither team in the penalty here. Early going, well, in the second half here with 3:39 to go third quarter. It'll be an English ball on the sidelines. Rivera to inbound. Everyone packed into the paint right now. Ball sidelines left out near midcourt. Bass goes loose for a moment. Now tip comes free, and it is grabbed by Malden High School. Quickly up court on the transition. They kick it out into the corner. Back up top on the dribble. Nothing open there. Holness with it up top. 3:25 to go, quarter three. They weave outside a little bit. Berard down underneath. Pull up, kick out to the left side. A shot doesn't go. Defensive rebound pulled down by English. Off English, out of bounds. Soto could not hang on to the ball on the end line. It'll be a Malden basketball. They trail seven here. 45-38, 3:13 to go, quarter three. Again, a very good crowd on hand here tonight for this game in Malden. Malden and Lynn English here on MSONewsSports.com. On the inbounds pass, off the fingertips of Perez. It goes off for Berard. His shot doesn't go from the corner. Rebound defensive board by English High. Rivera off for Linton. A drive. No, it's on the rim. It falls off to the left. Malden rebound and a foul right there underneath the basket on English High School. Bissett fouled. Again, not into the penalty situation yet, so it'll be a Malden ball in backcourt and a timeout. We'll take it here on MSO News Sports. 2:53 to go, quarter three. It's Lynn English 45, Malden 38.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com.
Back in Malden, our first final score of the night in boys basketball from the Cape Ann League. Ipswich defeats Rockport tonight 64-55. Score is being brought to you tonight by Moynihan Lumber. Buzzer brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Almost had that timed out just about right. Looks like Medford up on Gloucester tonight, 42-34 after three. So we're underway here in the third quarter, 2:50 to play. Malden basketball, a pull-up three out on the right wing, doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? Bissett scrambling, so's English, and they save it. Bulldogs have it. Kicked out to Linton. Linton up to midcourt. Good scramble for the basketball on the floor there a moment ago. English leads seven. They have the ball. Linton up top. Alonzo Linton. Has Malden gone into, I think they've gone into a man defense here. Yeah, Malden now in man defense here. Working it around the perimeter. It is Cordero back to Linton. Two on the shot clock. Linton fires it. No from outside. Rebound Malden. Up court on transition. They come. On the fly. Perez back off for Bissett. He's fouled as he went to the basket. He'll go to the line for two shots. Malik Bissett, the senior. Right now, the both teams playing some tough defense here tonight, but Malden needs some points any way they can get them right now. Malden 1-0, defeated Triton earlier this week to start the season with a non-league game. First game here tonight for English High. Free throws in the air, and that is no good. Bissett missed that first one. Linfield beat Pentucket tonight in overtime, 61-59. Second free throw is no good. The ball was swatted out of bounds. And it'll be a Malden basketball underneath their own bucket. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. On the inbounds, Janikian looking for someone to get open. Now kicks a pass out of the corner. With it there is Holness. Works the pass outside. Back off on the right side, Janikian. Cross-court left ball tipped up over midcourt, but back is Malden to get it. Starting back on the attack. And a palming violation against Malden. Looks like Winchester leading Wakefield tonight, 57-54, late in that game, second half. It'll be an English basketball here. They lead 45-38 still. Medford way up on Gloucester tonight, 48-36 in boys basketball. Linton of English High on the dribble outside. Goes to the right side. Now kicks it back to the middle to the left. Jump shot by Edwards doesn't go. Rebound Malden. Here's a take to the basket. And a rejection out of bounds. I think it was Linton who blocked that ball out of bounds. And it'll be a Malden ball on the end line. Janicki into inbound for Malden. 1:26 to play, quarter three. Malden really needs a bucket here. They haven't had one for a while here. Tempers kind of flared a little bit after that block. Might have been a little contact. A couple players talking here. Something for the officials to keep an eye on here. Inbounds Malden basketball. Holness with it out on the perimeter on left side. Take to the basket, a foul. Berard is fouled as he came in from the corner. Teams may want to dial it down a notch here. Inbounds pass, Malden on the end line. A three from the left corner doesn't go. Rebound pulled down and put back up and in by Bissett. Good effort there by Bissett. Had to shoot it over a defender. It's a 5-point game, 40-35. Malden is trailing. Lynn English has the basketball. Linton out on the left wing, left side. Man-to-man defense, Malden now. As we mentioned, Linton going to the basket, going strong, puts it up, a foul. Threw a foul. Fern Berard kind of saw him get beyond him, if you will. Passed him. Pentucket beat Linfield tonight, 70-18 in girls basketball. Free throw is no good by Linton. Just a 5-point game. We got a game here, folks. And now we got the student sections going at it here. Just all positive cheering. Nothing bad. All positive cheering. English crowd here. Malden crowd here as well. Free throw is good by Linton. He goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. It's 46-40 our score. And on the inbounds, Malden basketball. Just about a minute to go, third quarter. Bissett out on the left wing. Out for Janikian. Back up top for Holness. Holness to the circle. Pull up jump shot. He got a three. Tyler Holness brings it to it within 3 points. 30 seconds to go. Third quarter. English basketball. Sang out top. Soto on the ring. To the basket. A take. Foul. He'll go to the line for two shots. 46-43, 23.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. English is leading by a tray. Soto, number 24 at the free throw line, has 6 points on the night. Four of those 6 points, all from the free throw line. He's perfect tonight from the line. Well, he has a nice touch. This first one is up in the air and good. Angel Soto. Second one. Down to the far end of the court for us. Guard, not all that tall. Free throw is on the rim and in. Nice soft touch. It hung on the right side of the rim for a moment. Kicked around a little bit and fell through. Another free throw for Soto there. 48-43. Back up to a 5-point lead. Malden ball up to midcourt, over midcourt. Perez with it. Off for Bissett. To Holness. A pull-up three. No. English rebound. Pulled down there by Cordero. Up court, 5 seconds. Soto, pull-up jump shot, right wing, off the rim, no. Offensive board, up, no. Offensive board, Edwards pulled down the ball, got it. Had to go down to get the floor to get the ball, and then went up, but as the buzzer was going off, so that shot would do not count. And we're at the end of three quarters, 48-43. Lynn English is leading, Malden. We're back with more just ahead.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Final score from Salem tonight on our Moynihan Lumber Sports Scoreboard. It is Salem 56, Danvers 33 in boys basketball. We mentioned Wakefield and Winchester. Wakefield is down by 4 with a minute 23 to go in that ball game. We've got one more quarter here in Malden. 48-43 our score, with Lynn English leading Malden here. Hey, the Gloucester House has some big news to share here during the holiday season. Their Sunday brunch is back. It's Sundays from 10 to 2. What a great idea that sounds like for this weekend, for the holiday season. A little celebration there. $20 for adults, $12 for children. You know it's got to be good if it's at the Gloucester House. Also, check out Fabulous Fridays, such as Today, Tonight. Check out their Friday specials every Friday. And the Gloucester House is at 63 Rogers Street. Find them online at GloucesterHouse.com. Go to them through their web ad on our website, at MSO News Sports. And during the winter, they are closed Monday and Tuesday, but they are known for the North Shore's freshest seafood. English basketball to start the fourth quarter. And it is Badmus posting down low to the right side, angling in for the 2 points. Is it good? Yes. And a foul. A foul or an unrelated foul? Nope, no foul. It'll just be a stoppage of play and a Malden basketball. Again, the English full court press all night long here tonight. On the inbounds, it goes off the legs of one of the Golden Tornadoes and out of bounds, a turnover and an English basketball. Right now, Malden trailing 7 to start the fourth quarter. They need a burst. They had a little run at the end here, the third quarter, to close to within 3. They actually outscored English in the second quarter. Here's an English take to the basket along the baseline that draws a foul. The shot doesn't go. Badmus going to the free throw line again for English High School. He pulls up his shirt. A little bit hot in here. It is warm in here. 7:46 to go. But I'd rather be in here than outside, I think, right now. Badmus free throw is good. Not that it's that bad out there. I'd like to thank our two athletic directors here tonight. Charlie Conifrey from Malden, doing a great job here in Malden, and also Dick Newton from English High School. The second free throw missed, one of two, 51-43. Here's Malden with a take to the basket, a runner off the rim. It doesn't go for Holness. Rebound English right down court. Here's a drive to the basket and a lay-in. A good transition basket there by Angel Soto. Soto with his second field goal of the night. And a steal in backcourt. Soto battling for it. Malden takes it away. Oh, man. Holness with the basketball outside. Comes to the foul line down the paint. Draws a foul outside. We are not in the penalty situation yet. Malden has six team fouls. English has now five team fouls. Hamilton-Wenham girls beat Amesbury tonight, 39-35. Congratulations to them. Under with Coach John Flanagan in his first year at Hamilton-Wenham. Here's Perez taking it to the basket, drawing a foul for Malden, coming in from the left wing. Just a good, strong drive, drawing the foul. And, of course, English making the Golden Tornado work for everything now down the stretch. They make them work for everything, bringing the ball up court with that full court press all night long. And now they, of course, making them go make their baskets at the free throw line. Perez hits the first free throw. He now has 6 points on the night. Those are his first points of the second half. Next one is good. Let's see here. Timeout is called here. I'm going to check some scores here. Girls basketball. Looks like Marblehead girls beat Swampscott here tonight, 37-33. What else we can find here? Triton girls fall to Masco. Masco wins there. Big 61-24. And I guess that'll do it for right now. We also had the Salem boys over Danvers tonight, 56-33. Linfield in overtime over Pentucket, 61-59. Ipswich beating Rockport in boys basketball, 64-55. Newburyport North Reading game has been very close. So we'll have to check that one. I wonder if that one is over yet. Should be coming to a close soon. We'll see if we can get a score on that one, too, at some point. That was close all night long. Big Joe Casey from North Reading High School picked up his 200th coaching win earlier this week for the Hornets. It'll be an English basketball. They lead 53-45, an 8-point lead with 7 minutes a second to play in the basketball game. A little token backcourt pressure by Malden. Sang, or rather Rivera, with it over midcourt. Has it stripped away from him. Stolen. Here's Malden back on the attack. A drive off the glass. Blocking foul. The basket is good. Berard went in for the 2 points. Got it, and he's going to the line. Berard going for the 3-point play. Berard with 15 points right now, leading the way for Malden. 53-47 our score, 6:45 to play in the game. Berard looking for the completion of the 3-point play. Violation on the lane. I think it's a Malden lane violation, too. Ball went up, kind of looked like the NBA. Looks like there's some more time left in that game. In Newburyport, North Reading Newburyport game. Ball knocked free by Malden out of bounds and playing defense in the forecourt against Lynn English High School. 53-47. Got a chance to meet the mayor of Malden earlier tonight, sitting here at the table in supporting the freshmen here. Coach Mayor Gary Christensen from Malden. Nice meeting him here tonight in Malden. Here's a pull-up jump shot by the Luis Rivera of English. No good. Rebound, Malden back on the attack. A drive, no. The follow-up is good. Put in there by Berard. 2 points, Berard. 53-49. Here we are. Four-point game. 6 minutes, 6 seconds to play. Lynn English basketball. They've got that four-point lead. Linton settles the team down now. 13 seconds on the shot clock. He's outside. Kicks it out in the right corner. Here's a three from the corner. Short. Offensive rebound pulled down there by Rivera, though. Back on the attack. It is Linton laying it in. Good take to the basket by Linton, the point guard. But the point guard with some size. Malden breaks the press. Holness kicks it back out on the left wing side. Off for Perez. Berard with a three from straight on, from outside the arc. 55-52, a three-point game. 5:24 to go in the basketball game. Little mid-court pressure there by Malden. And a three attempt, no good. The follow-up is good and a foul. Edwards, Javonte Edwards, got the offensive board, put it back up and in for the Bulldogs, and he got fouled. 57-52. All of a sudden, Bulldogs have it back up to a five-point lead. Edwards to the free throw line. Foul on Holness. That's just his first foul. Team seventh. Now, each team with seven fouls, so we're in the penalty situation on the next fouls. Free throw is good. So Edwards completes the three-point play, 58-52, six-point Lynn English lead. Malden basketball. Redwood over the line, down into the corner on the dribble, back up top. Holness drives, lays it in. He came to the basket, planted both feet, and then went up strong off the glass from the left side for the 2 points, 58-54, four-point game. Right back, Bulldogs, offensive foul. Underneath. Almost thought it was going to be an up and down. It'll be a Malden basketball. Looking at a score here. Not sure what this... whether it's boys basketball or girls, so we'll hold on to our... We won't say anything right now. Malden basketball in backcourt here, trailing four, 4:50 to go in the game. With the press, still on here for English High School. Long pass down left corner, hauled in there by Perez of Malden, left side. Now pass to the middle is broken up, taken there by English. Down court, turnover. Right back it goes to Malden, but again they have to bring that ball up against that full court pressure. Something they've had to do all night long here tonight. And they have some patience. They bring it up over midcourt. Redwood with it, left wing side, back up top for Berard, Burn Berard. Down in the corner, the ball tipped to the sidelines and out of bounds there by English's Giovanni Cordero, the senior. It'll be a Malden basketball right in front of their bench. Sidelines left. Inbounds pass goes up top for Holness. On the dribble from left to right. Pull up jumper. Is it a three? Yes, it's a three for Holness. 58-57. Oh my, a one-point game. 4 minutes to go. Now a double team in backcourt doesn't net anything for Malden. Pull up jump shot from straight on. A three, no. Now Malden has the ball. They have a chance for the lead with under 4 minutes to go in the game. 58-57. They've trailed pretty much all night long here and trail big at times, at least by 8 points here tonight. Malden trailing one. Outside pull up Berard. Or rather, it is Berard. A jump shot doesn't go from just inside the arc. And a timeout call by English High. Oh, man. Oh, man. Who would have thought, man, this is an amazing, this Malden team is just sticking around. They've got some players, and you know, Coach Nally was talking to us in our pregame interview tonight, you know, about he has some guys that can play the game, that can dribble, that can shoot, and that's exactly what they were seeing play out here. Girls basketball, Rockport over Tech Boston tonight, 44-24. I don't think I had that one on my list here. Tech Boston 24, but Rockport wins there. And against Salem, a winner over Danvers tonight. Linfield, overtime winner over Pentucket. Ipswich boys over Rockport, 64-55. Kind of a wild game and a tight one, we think, up in Newburyport tonight. It's the Newburyport-Gloucester game. Gloucester comes back for a thrilling 58-56 win in boys basketball, beating, is that Medford tonight? Yes, wow. They were way down in that game. What a game for Gloucester High School. 58-56, Gloucester winning tonight over Medford. What a story that is. I don't know how far they were down, but they were down double digits in that game to Medford tonight. That game was in Gloucester. So it'll be an English basketball. They lead one, 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Up top, it is that guy, Alonzo Linton, running the show. 14 on the shot clock. Gets a return pass from the corner. Linton kicks it down off on the left for Rivera. Rivera, tight defense. Man-to-man defense, a steal. Malden with the ball, trailing one. Perez, left side. And Bissett takes it to the basket, has it swatted out of his hands from behind, out of bounds. It'll be a Malden basketball. 3 minutes, 7 seconds to play. Lynn English leading one here tonight. Inbounds pass. Comes off for Perez. Perez on the dribble up top. Sets it up. Now English in man defense here right now. Perez to the basket, now to the paint with a pass. The ball loose on the floor, grabbed there by English, and it should be tied up. Player had nowhere to pass. That would be Soto, I believe. Yeah, it's Soto, and they tied him up. Two Malden players right there, no one to pass to, and they tied him up. Possession ball, and the arrow is going to Malden, I think. Right? Yes, Malden will have the ball here. Again, trailing by one, 58-57. Again, Gloucester tonight coming from behind to beat Medford, 58-56 in boys basketball. It is Berard up top, a three, no. Rebound tipped around. English has it. Badmus with the rebound. Out for his teammates. Linton up court, taking it to the basket. Now kicks a pass out to Badmus. He's fouled. You know, I was just thinking to myself, on the offensive end of the court, we haven't called Badmus' name lately for English High School, the freshman. Right there, he got the take on the feed from Linton to Badmus. The shot went up. It was blocked, but it was a foul. And so Badmus will go to the free throw line for two shots. Been a little on and off at the foul line here tonight for English. Makes this one, though. ...59-57, two-point English lead. Next one's in the air. Now. Got it. Wait a minute. A violation. Take that away. So that will not count. It remains 59-57. Is that right? But they get, yeah, 59-57. And Malden has the ball. Starting up court. Full court pressure still. Cross-court pass underneath Bissett. Can't get the handle on it. He was knocked away from him by Soto. And here's Linton back on the attack. Two-point English lead. Linton off for Soto. Pull-up three. No. Rebound Malden. Up court. A little transition action. And a reach-in foul. And Holness will go to the free-throw line. Each team is in the bonus situation. Winchester beat Wakefield tonight in boys basketball, 72-65. Free throw is good. First free throw taken there by Holness. He makes that one. 59-58, chance to tie here. This one's in the air. He's got that. We're tied at 59. 2:02 to play. We'll hang here. So Winchester over Wakefield tonight, 72-65 in boys basketball. Timeout. Hey, the holiday season, you know, what would be nicer than going during the holidays up to Gloucester and checking out the Gloucester House restaurant? They've got the Sunday brunch back. Think about it. Sunday, 10 to 2. Got that cold weather outside, but you're inside with some of that fresh seafood, ocean fresh seafood, and other items at the Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. It's Sunday from 10 to 2. $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also, check out their fabulous Fridays every Friday here now. It's the Gloucester House, 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Check them out at gloucesterhouse.com. Go to our website, click on their banner to their website as well. They are closed Mondays and Tuesdays in the wintertime. Manchester Essex boys over Georgetown tonight, 69-46. Little Tim Kearns action there. Got English basketball coming up court, a reach and foul. Now this reach and foul will put everybody at the foul line here. Manchester Essex 69-46. Let me get that one here. 69-46. English at the free throw line here. Cordero, believe it's a 1-1. I think we've got a, do we have a timeout or do we have a substitution here? Oh, we have a player. It's Berard. Yeah, Berard has just fouled out with five fouls. So that's a big loss. Berard with the five fouls for Malden. Each team with nine fouls. So Berard, their big guy, is gone. Here's the free throw. Cordero makes it. Minute 56 to play. Hamilton Wenham boys win tonight over Amesbury, 50-46. Cordero's second free throw. It's in the air. No good. Rebound. Malden, they trail one, under 2 minutes to play, and with it, Holness. He's had a big second half. Tyler Holness for Malden here tonight. Off for Perez. There's no more Berard now. He's gone. He's fouled out. Up high post here. Bissett to the basket. Left block going up. It's on the rim. It doesn't go. Tipped around. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be a Malden basketball. Last touch by English. 50-46, the Hamilton Wenham over Amesbury tonight. Here, one-point game. English leading by one, 60-59. A minute 33 to play. Perez to inbound from Malden. His inbound pass goes up high from the right corner to Holness on the right side. Looking at man defense. Coming to the foul line. Pass out on the left wing side. Off for Janakian. Off for Perez into the paint. Off in the left corner. No shot there. 16 on the shot clock. And they reset outside, does Malden. Trailing one. Holness being guarded there tightly by Sang. Holness looking at him, looking to go on him. Pull up jump shot, foul line, short. I think Holness thought he got fouled. Rebound pulled down by English High, and they come up court with a minute to play and a one-point lead. Linton to the basket, laying it in. Alonzo Linton for 2 points, 62-59. 48 seconds to play. Three-point game. Malden basketball. Holness off on the right side. Perez up top. 39 seconds. In the corner. Redwood. Back off for Perez. 30 seconds. Holness to the paint. A runner. Deflected. Rebound tied up. No, it's a reach-in foul on Malden. Right now, English in a little bit of a driver's seat here. Saugus girls beating Everett tonight, 65-50. No, what is that? 65-53. So here is Giovanni Cordero of English at the foul line. His team leading three, 28.3 seconds to play. Free throws in the air. He's got it. Double bonus situation here. Malden with the 10 personal fouls. Cordero's second free throw. It is a four-point game. Let's see, who's into the game here? Cameron Lloyd back into the game for Malden. And Cordero, second free throw coming. Four-point lead now goes to a five-point lead. 64-59, timeout called. 28.3 seconds to play. So that last score I gave you was a girls basketball score. Saugus over Everett, 65-53. Girls basketball, Beverly wins. I don't have the score. Beverly girls were playing Winthrop tonight. Boys, Beverly boys beat Winthrop 79-46. Winthrop had that big win against Malden Catholic earlier this week. We had Coach David Sacco on with us on MSO News Sports earlier this week. Beverly 1-0 on the season with that win. Oh, Everett in boys basketball over Saugus, 93-39. Even though Coach, girls basketball, Revere over Peabody tonight. But we'll get those scores a little bit later on. Inbounds comes Malden, rolls it up to midcourt. They trail five here, 64-59. 23 seconds, a long three from straight on, no good. Rebound pulled down by English and a foul. A foul, and that will put English back on the free throw line. We'll check the scores at the end of the game for you if we can. Back to the free throw line is Luis Rivera for English High School. 64-59, English leads and can close it out at the free throw line here tonight. 19.3 seconds to play. Free throw is good by Rivera. Rivera now with 10 points. He hit double digits on that. Has three threes plus this free throw. Luis Rivera of English, second free throw is good. 66-59 our score, 18 seconds to play. Malden basketball, Perez three from the left wing, off the rim, no, doesn't go. Rebound, English High. Down court, it is Rivera laying it in. 68-59, and that will do it. English defeats Malden here tonight to win for first-year head coach Antonio Anderson, and we'll be back with our recap just ahead.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Follow
follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Final score here in Malden. It's the Lynn English Bulldogs winning their first game of the season with a 68-59 decision over Malden, breaking free. But what a second half, fourth quarter effort by Malden, battling back to get into this game and make it a thriller right to just about the very end. So, the game totals. Leading scorer in the game, Bernard, he has 20 points, fouled out of the game right at the very end. Tyler Holness, his teammate for Malden, with 17 points. Thomas Redwood with 8 points, no points in the second half, and Malik Bissett with 6 points for Malden High School. Lynn English High School with Adamide Badmus with 15 points leading the way. He's the freshman. Two players with 11 points, Luis Rivera and Alonzo Linton, Angel Soto with 10, and Javante Edwards with 9 points for the Bulldogs. Next up, see what we got here. Lynn English High School will be at Revere next week. I got this wrong here. Lynn English is at Somerville next week. Malden is at Revere. And again, a special thanks to both of our head coaches here tonight, Don Nally from Malden, Antonio Anderson from Lynn English High School, and our two athletic directors, Charlie Conifrey from Malden High School and Dick Newton from English High School. So that'll do it for us here tonight. And let me see if I have one more score here for you here tonight before we go off. We're passing the scores on to you earlier here tonight. Let me just check one more thing here before we go off here. We do have, some boys basketball, Salem over Danvers tonight. I'm multitasking here. Really? You are, huh? Salem over Danvers, 56-33. Gloucester beating Medford. A big come-from-behind win for them. Gloucester over Medford. Everett topping Saugus, 93-39. Linfield in overtime beating Pawtucket, 61-59. Hamilton Wenham boys over Amesbury, 50-46. Rockport lost to Ipswich, 64-55. Manchester Essex beating Georgetown, 69-46. All these scores on the Moynihan Lumber Sports scoreboard. Girls basketball, Saugus over Everett. Marblehead beating Swampscott. Pawtucket beating Linfield. Hamilton Wenham over Amesbury. Masco over Triton. Rockport beat Boston Tech. And yes, I do have it, it looks like here. Boys basketball, Newburyport beat North Reading tonight, 43-40. So that was one score. That was kind of a tight ball game here tonight. So 43-40, close game. Newburyport wins that game. That'll do it for us for tonight. Thanks so much for being with us. Again, our final score, Lynn English 68, Malden 59, English 1-0, Malden falls to 1-1. This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend.